We know you're seeing all the Mother's Day gift guides everywhere. And while we usually do some Didn't I Just Feed You version, this year we have the one perfect Mother's Day gift that works for everyone, even our last minute shoppers, MyLifeInABook.com.
MyLifeInABook.com is a unique service that turns the life stories of people you love into a beautiful book. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send your gift recipient a question via email. These can be pre-written questions that they provide, or you can customize the questions the way that I did for my mom. Your recipient can either type her response or use their voice-to-text feature. MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
I'm really excited to be creating a book with my own mom this year, and I can't wait to hear some of her childhood memories, what it was really like raising three kids as a single mother, and how she's enjoyed becoming a grandmother, too.
And when the book is done, you'll have a beautiful keepsake for her and for you, too. You can even choose to have an audiobook created from the recordings. It's easy to sign up, and the process is automated, so you don't have to worry about missing a week.
Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code DIJFY at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code DIJFY for 10% off today.
Hi, it's Stacy, and I'm guessing that you clicked play because you love getting as much Didn't I Just Feed You in your life as possible. I mean, hey, listen, girl can hope. But if I happen to be right and you're not already getting our bonus episodes, what are you waiting for? There are two ways that you can get access to two extra full-length ad-free episodes every single month. You can either subscribe to our bonus feed on Apple Podcasts, or you can become a supporting member of our community. If you become a member, you'll also get an ad-free stream of every single episode, which means 8 glorious episodes of Didn't I Just Feed You every month, every single one without ads, thanks to your generous support. Get all the details at didn'tijustfeedyou.com/community. And in the meantime, here's a preview of a recent bonus episode that we think you'll love.
Hello. It's Megan and Stacy. Thank you so much for your generous support of Didn't I Just Feed You? As always, we want to remind you that if you're subscribing via Apple Podcasts, we would like to invite you to join our listeners community too. Just visit didn'tijustfeedyou.com/community to sign up. There you get direct access to us and you get to let us know what topics you'd like covered here. You can also always shoot us an email with a question, with episode ideas, with whatever you want to hello@didn'tijustfeedyou.com.
So we're trying something a little bit different this month. Is it different? It is different. We're being more formal about making each episode community-centered. We are answering questions that came directly from listeners. So the inspiration for this particular episode came out of a recent supporting member office hours. So Megan, you brought up a viral recipe. At the time, you hadn't actually tried it. You called it white people enchiladas?
Yeah, I think that's a fair thing to call it.
Yeah, right? Or like that's what it's being called online or something. It was basically shortcut enchiladas that's like taking a bag of frozen taquitos, pouring them into the, just dumping them into a baking dish, dousing them with a can of enchilada sauce, covering with pre-shredded cheese, and making it. And that ended up leading us into a conversation about this moment in food media where people are talking about quote-unquote lazy cooking. Before we get into the conversation, I just want to say, have you tried the shortcut enchiladas?
Yes.
Because you hadn't at the time. You did. Was it good?
Okay. First of all, why? What was the draw here for me? If you're a longtime listener, if you listen to every episode, especially what we're cooking and eating now, you know I've been on this little bit of an enchilada adventure. Because yes. My 12-year-old had enchiladas at someone else's house, and she could not stop talking about how good they were. I made them once, and she loved them. And I keep tweaking it to my – this is my mistake. I'm calling myself out here. I keep tweaking and, like, trying to try different enchilada recipes, and she is like, no. None of them are as good as the enchiladas I ate that someone else cooked for me. So when I saw this, I was like, oh, this might be the ticket because she loves frozen taquitos. I mean, she doesn't eat them frozen. She loves them like air fried. And I think it might hit this sweet spot of I can make her exactly what she's craving with very little effort. I think it's actually blasphemous to call them enchiladas.
Yeah, we agreed in the office hours that it should definitely not be referred to as enchiladas.
No, like not even a little bit. Not even like white lady enchiladas or white people enchiladas, not lazy enchiladas. What it truly is a taquito casserole. And there are variations where people put like black beans in with the taquitos and then it makes it a little bit heartier, or they put refried beans down in the bottom, which makes it even more like a casserole, a taquito casserole situation. I just did beef taquitos with flour tortillas, which I felt like that would appease Ella very much.
Yes.
A can of enchilada sauce and like the pre-shredded Mexican cheese blend on top. Yeah. It was really good.
What, did you doctor it in any way, shape,
no.
or form?
No. Literally those three ingredients.
Will you doctor it next time or no? Like, do you have any?
No.
That's it. Like, you just do it.
So here's the win of it. It was easy. It was mm-hmm. inexpensive. My husband, son, and daughter loved it. I loved it. And my husband was like, oh, because he was in the kitchen with me while I was making it. He's like, I can make this. And I should make this.
Yes.
So was it the most like culinarily inspiring recipe I ever made or ever tasted? No. And I'm not even going to pretend like it was. But it fulfilled, like, it ticked a lot of boxes. It fulfilled a need. And it kind of gave me a break from a lot of cooking and a lot of dishwashing during a busy time.
To hear the rest of the episode, subscribe to the Didn't I Just Feed You bonus stream on Apple Podcasts or join our superfan community today.